This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lewitzo. Crowns, Crosses, and Stars is a new book from Purdue University Press. It tells the story of Sybil Sarah Niemöller von Zell. Born a member of the Prussian aristocracy, her father was active in the secret anti-Nazi movement in Germany during World War II. She went on to become an actress, work for NBC TV, and later marry a longtime family friend, Pastor Martin Niemöller, who's best known for speaking out against Hitler and spending years in concentration camps. Joining me on the phone to talk about the book is Sybil Sarah Niemöller von Zell. Thanks so much for your time today.
You're very welcome.
What compelled you to write this story about your life at this point?
Well, I'll tell you, after my husband's death, all that happened to me was milling around in my head, and I didn't know how to express it. So, right after my husband's death, I met Elie Wiesel. As a matter of fact, the first telegram I ever got after Martin's death was from Elie Wiesel, then president of the Holocaust Memorial Council. I visited him in New York, and he asked me to talk about my life and especially about my father's death, my father's story. And I said, I'll tell him everything, but I couldn't talk about that ever. For 40 years, I had not been able to think or to talk about my father's death because his fate was so terrible. And Elie Wiesel told me, you have to speak about it. You have to write about it. And you just have to let people know what happened. And so my tears running down my face, I remember, I told him the story of my father. And afterwards, he said to me, you have to write a book. And I said, I can never do that. And then came one of Elie Wiesel's stereotype answers, of course you can. Whenever I told him I can't do this or I can't do that, he said, of course you can. And I could. Elie Wiesel opened windows for me that I didn't even know existed. And that's why I wrote the first book and the second book, both in the German language, and both sold very well.
You grew up during the rise of Adolf Hitler, had a one-time chance meeting with him on the street. How did the Nazi movement and your father's and family's resistance to it impact the rest of your life?
That was my life. Hitler time was my life. Every aspect of it was filled with it. And we were all in the resistance, especially my courageous mother, who hid Jews in our house. And, of course, my father was part of the plot of the 20th of July, 1944. The Walküre, that did not work out. Hitler survived. And the first one to be killed, executed by the Nazis after the 20th of July assassination attempt to kill him, was the adjutant of Klaus von Stauffenberg, my cousin, Werner von Haften. Klaus von Stauffenberg was supposed to be shot first, but Werner threw himself in front of his friend and boss and was killed first. And then came the carnage of which you know, of course, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people.
This was a very young age for you, but your father early on knew that Hitler was no good, basically.
My father knew it much earlier than, for instance, Martin Niemöller. Martin Niemöller, at the very beginning or shortly before Hitler came to power, still had hopes that this young new Führer would lead the German people to a better lot than they've had before. While my father had known Hitler, knew of him, and the fact that that man was a very dangerous demagogue.
Your relationship with Pastor Martin Niemöller, you met him as a child.
I met him when I was 8 years old during Pastor Niemöller's first children's service in St. Anne's Church, where we lived in Berlin-Dahlem. And it was love on first sight. I mean, on my part, he didn't know. But then by the time I was 14, it was really love. I was obsessed with this man. Of course, never even have an inkling that one day I'd be his wife. I grew up with his children.
Right. He was married and had 7 children, I believe, correct?
He was married and had 6 children, and later, from 1934 on, he had 7 children. And we were neighbors, and I roamed in the house with the children like the runt of the litter.
So decades later, were you reunited with him, correct?
32 years later, in New York City, my then-husband, Ross Donaldson, vice president for NBC, had left me, and I was a total mess when I read in the paper that Pastor Niemöller would be preaching at a nearby church. And I called him, and we met, and it was instant love on my part, on his part, too, he maintains. And I remember, after not having seen him for 32 years, when we met in the hall of the Gramercy Park Hotel, he hugged me and said, "You haven't changed a bit." For his sake, I went to live with him in Germany. I never returned to Germany. I always felt like a guest. And he was willing to live in the United States with me, but his siblings and most of his children were in Germany, so I just couldn't do that to him. So I went. Wiesbaden at that time was a very Americanized American town, so it was livable for me.
Now, you have a son in the United States, but do you have other relatives still in Germany then?
My brother lives in Germany. He lives in Berlin, and my son, a mother's dream came true of a doctor. He is doing internal medicine in Abington Hospital in the neighborhood.
You were raised a Christian, even married Pastor Martin Niemöller, but then converted to Judaism in 1990. Why make the conversion at that point in your life?
Well, I made my conversion, or entered the Jewish family, because I couldn't do it before. The Jews always interested me, and I always wanted to know why they were so persecuted over hundreds and hundreds of years. So I had left the Christian church, by the way, when I was 18 years old, because I was so disgusted with the way it arranged itself with Hitler. Of course, they had victims too, and martyrs, and Pastor Niemöller was one of them. But just something drew me to Judaism. And when I married Pastor Niemöller, I was in nothing religion-wise. So he gave me books to read. And I read and read. And at one point I realized as a Christian, I had been cheated out of very important chapters before Jesus Christ came into this world. And I kind of overshot my goal and found myself at the roots when I said to Elie Wiesel, "Elie, I'm going to become Jewish." The only thing he said, "Of course, you want to go back to the roots." And I did. And I'm a very happy Jew.
And what age was that at, if I may ask?
Well, I was born in 23, and it happened in 1990. So I was not a spring chicken anymore.
But welcome nonetheless.
Oh, yes.
You know, while I was reading the book, I realized everyone doesn't have one life, but rather many different mini-lives. And I don't know if you agree with that or not, but how would you classify all these different lives?
They were all equally memorable. First, my childhood, the greatest influence of my childhood and youth was my father. It was my father, by the way, who just before the plot of the 20th of July asked me that if anything happened to him and he couldn't tell me anymore, I should see that I got out of Germany. And that's why I went to the United States after the war. The second part of my life was ruled by America. I came to America like Billy Wilder. I fell in love with it, the bad and the good, the good and the bad. And I still love it, and I love... Are you proud to be an American, I'm always asked? No, but I'm very, very glad to be an American. And the third part of my life, the most important part, was after I met Elie Wiesel, who showed me the way to the mission I have in life, to let the people know how very important it is to remember Zachor v'lo tishkach. That means remember and do not forget, because remembrance and information about the past is the most, it's the only weapon we have against the recurrence.
Is that what you want readers to take away?
Yes, and you know what Elie Wiesel said is so true. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. And indifference made Hitler possible, not so much the SS and all the murderers. And how easy evil can come up. One doesn't know unless one is alert to evil. Beware of evil by keeping your eyes and ears open.
Well, I learned from your book, so it was not lost on me.
That is the best thing that I ever heard, and I've often been told that after one of my lectures, when the rabbi or the dean or whoever invited me said, we learned something tonight. And even if it's a little bit, it helps.
Crowns, Crosses, and Stars, My Youth in Prussia, Surviving Hitler and Life Beyond is a new book from Purdue University Press. More information is online at thepress.purdue.edu. Sybil Sarah Niemöller von Zell, Baroness von Zell, thanks so much for your time today.
You're so welcome. It was such a pleasure. I love to talk about it.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzow.